When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome sales event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome sales event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
He was a big boozer. I believe that's what killed him.
Who's this?
Jerry Rafferty.
Do I know this one? I'm not sure I do.
Come on, man. This is one of the most popular songs ever. And it's certainly one of the most popular yacht rock songs.
Yeah, I've heard it.
Coming up shortly, we'll talk some fantasy football with our good friend Dave Richard. But you know, you got Thursday night football tonight, got the Commanders Eagles on Sunday, big game for the Ravens. The Steelers playing for the division. If the Steelers beat the Ravens, they're gonna win the division. How are we doing on Baldy?
I guess we're waiting on Baldy to call us, right? Is that right, Drabby? Or Drabby's gonna call him? I'll tell you, there's a lot of keys to this. I think one will be hopefully, we got Jaden at full strength again, and I think we've seen his play increase here the last few weeks. Mm-hmm. We had a caller mention this, and it's very true. Jalen Carter, we've been struggling with him.
He's a stud.
So we got to make sure we have Biadasz back to try to neutralize him as best we can, give him some help.
They got Jordan Davis, they got Carter, they got Nolan Smith. That linebacker is Zach Bond. He's all over the place. N'Kobe Dean. They got, I think, one of the best safeties in the league, rookie, Cooper DeJean. I think he's just legit. I mean, he can cover, he can tackle, he can play the run.
Mm-hmm.
They just got good players on the defensive side. They got good players on the offensive side, too, but their defense, I think, is their strength.
Yeah, well, I think we added to our defense, too, and it's going to be the first time we played them with Marshawn Lattimore, who obviously I would think would be mostly matched up with A.J. Brown.
Yep.
I think Lattimore
will make some plays this weekend.
I just hope that he just kind of takes him out of the equation. They don't really look his way that often. But, you know, I'm sure they'll try to get him the ball.
Yeah. I mean, every time the Eagles play against, a pretty good defense, I'm sure they put their best corner on them. They still throw to them.
Now, what killed us last time is, if you remember, and I can't remember exactly how it played out, but we were hanging in there, and then Barkley just basically murdered us with his last two runs, those last two touchdowns. He finished with 146 yards.
Yep.
And he was having a fine day, whatever, but it went to next level with those last two runs that just kind of put us out of our misery. So if we can stay away from those big plays, I'm telling you, I think we have a shot.
Yeah, I mean, Barkley ran for buck 46. He had a 40-yarder there late, and then but he also caught a couple balls for 52 yards. So he had combined about 190 combined yards and a couple scores. That's what he does. I mean, you give him the ball enough, he touched the ball, 28 times, 30 times? You give him the ball 30 times, he's going to hurt you, right?
Well,
he is a little bit banged up because he missed some time this past week, but he's always a threat every time he touches.
I know you're going to pick the Eagles, but are you going to pick them by a lot?
I don't know, by a lot, maybe by a touchdown.
Where are you leaning, Valdez?
You looked at the Eagles game last. What was that? 4 weeks ago, 5 weeks ago, I mean, Jaden's rib was really bothering him, and they were still kind of in the game.
Right, don't you think we might have a better shot?
I think the defense is improved, not just with Lattimore, but just in general. It seems like they're getting the scheme right. I think this is a massive game.
It is.
I think I'm going to take the Commanders.
You are.
I think I'm going to take the Commanders at home. They're going to put the end of the win streak, and then hopefully, if they beat the Eagles, everyone starts buying in.
It makes all things possible.
I think this is a huge game for Dan Quinn and the locker room vibe heading into the playoffs.
It'd be a statement game. It would show anything's possible.
I think Dan knows that if they beat the Eagles, that he can kind of rally the troops heading into the playoffs, that they feel like they can make some noise.
Mm-hmm.
They probably won't say it out loud, but they really need a win like this.
It's hard to go into the playoffs and basically haven't beaten a winning team. It's hard to have any expectations.
And to be honest, I think the fans might need it more than the players.
To buy in?
To start buying in.
I think a lot of us are just kind of like, this is all like unexpected. We don't even know how to handle it.
Yeah.
We weren't expecting this run. We weren't expecting Jaden to be this good. We just weren't expecting
it. Yeah, I mean, if you remember that first game, and it was a month and a half ago or so, but Washington had a 7-3 lead at the half. Remember, there were a bunch of punts in that first half. Washington, I think, punted four times, and I think Philly punted maybe three. So there was a bunch of and there was a missed field goal by the Eagles, I think, on their first possession. So it was 7-3 at the half, and then the first possession Washington had in the third quarter, they went down the field, kicked the field goal. They had a 10-3 lead, but then they just couldn't do much offensively. And then, like you mentioned, Saquon had two scores late to make it 28-10.
I'm buying into that Jaden's rib is 100%. It wasn't 100% when they first played, and I think running is for Jaden is on the table much more this week than it was when he was facing the Eagles previously. And I think Cliff knows that, and I think Jaden knows that. And so I expect a lot more design runs, a lot more scrambles.
Hmm.
Yeah, and I don't think Philly will be ready for that, because I think it'll be a surprise to them.
Hmm.
I think it's going to be a close game. And that's what has me worried a lot, is if it's a close game and it comes down to the kicker.
Yeah.
Remember,
we don't have elite kicking right now.
Remember in that game, Philly led the time of possession by, I don't know, 7 or 8 minutes or so, but they were 9 for 16 on third down. Washington was just 3 of 12 on third down.
Right. So, but again, that was a limited Jaden.
It was limited, 100%.
Yeah, he wasn't at 100%.
No,
for sure.
Total yards were 434 to 264, and you can chalk that up to Jaden being banged up, but they just weren't as good offensively. Barkley killed him in the fourth quarter.
Drab, I know you're going to pick the Eagles. How badly are you going
to
pick
them? Why do you say that to me when you just went to Valdez, who picked the freaking Saints last week? I mean, let's not gloss over that.
Hey, that was close.
You called me in here. The guy picked the freaking Saints with Jake Haener starting at quarterback to beat the Commanders.
We know he's a zigger. He zigs, he zags. He does his own thing. You're pretty consistent.
I picked
consistent.
The Commanders last week. I've picked them 3 out of the last 4 weeks.
You said you couldn't. I know, because you said you couldn't reasonably pick against the Commanders against the Saints.
Yeah, that's good.
Right, so what are you,
well, that's logical thinking.
Right, I agree. So what are you
doing? It's not like I was way off.
Well, you almost got lucky.
All right, so
you're taking the Eagles, I assume?
I will take the Eagles, but that has nothing to do with Jaden Daniels. Until the Commanders prove to me that they can stop an elite running attack or an above-average running attack, I can't count on them to control this game. They're going to lose the time of possession battle, and that's just what I think will happen until they prove me otherwise.
All right. In the last few weeks, I haven't asked you, has Jaden gone up in your eyes at all? Or you still not seeing any throws that impress you?
I need more information.
Still?
Yeah. Need more information.
Need more info.
does John DePompa send you the videos he sends me? Like of all the Orlovskys of the world jocking him and breaking down the Jay Grudens of the world, breaking down the plays and all the reads that Jaden's making and the tight window throws.
Does he send you those? I'm not in that group chat with John DeFalco.
It's not a group chat. It's just me and him.
No, we don't talk Commanders.
Yeah. He sends me videos and trashes you.
That's fine.
Yeah. Okay.
That's fine. John DePompa gets trashed for an hour straight on every bit season. Everyone is in my DMs mocking him.
Mike Marr, I know. Where's Mike?
Oh, Mike.
There. Is he doing it? He already knows, almost can't even go to him.
You know what he's going to say. He picks him every
week. He's
going
to pick us big.
What I don't understand is Jason, if the Commanders beat the Eagles, it doesn't change Jason's perception
of the
team.
Perception of the team, yeah. He still thinks.
Why? What's my perception
mediocre.
Of this team?
You said yesterday that go into the playoffs, you say, well, I look at the Commanders roster and it's not as good as some of these other rosters in the playoffs.
It's not.
I know, but yeah. You just, no matter.
It's not as good as the 12 win teams.
Yeah, but if we beat a 12 win team, maybe your perception of the roster.
It doesn't change my perception that I don't think they're going to go on the road and win one of those games. It'll be a huge win. Mm-hmm. It might change my perception slightly, but they're still going to be an underdog in whoever they play in the first round. I mean, everyone agrees with that. Right?
It depends on who we play.
Well, you're either.
I mean, if we're a seven seed, we're probably play a one seed, right?
No, you're play a two seed.
Two seed.
The one seed gets the bye.
Mm, right.
Like you think Minnesota is just a tier above?
Unbeatable?
Yeah, a tier above the Commanders. Like just.
I don't know if they're a tier above, but they're one of the. Minnesota's one of the best, I don't know, five teams in the league? Five or six teams in the league? Wouldn't you agree?
Maybe.
Yeah.
But
we're 10 and ain't that far off.
And they're not 10 in my eyes, but okay.
ESPN has them 10. Who else did we do yesterday? Pete Briscoe has 10.
I know.
10.
They're not 10 in my eyes. I'd put them below some of the teams that are.
I know.
Have won bigger games.
What I'm trying to say is what in your eyes would get them into that category where if they go on the road to Minnesota.
He's basically saying nothing because he doesn't like the talent. He's saying nothing.
No, it's not that I don't like the talent. They're just not as talented overall, top to bottom, in those other teams.
Yeah, but what if Jaden just carries them? Jaden just MVP?
He needs help. He can't just carry a team to, beat Philly and then win a huge game in the playoffs. He needs help.
I think he could win isolated games.
McLaurin's another guy. Brian Robinson's got to run the ball well. They got to play good defense.
If the team looks awesome these last three games, they beat Philly, they beat Atlanta in prime time and beat Dallas, that wouldn't change your perception of the team and they look awesome while doing it?
Well, let's see if that happens. If they beat Philly, it will change my perception slightly. I don't. They're still going to be a seven seed, so I don't expect them to win a game on the road in the playoffs. That's just my perception, my opinion.
I think they'll be dogs, but I don't know. I'm starting. I might actually pick us. I've been saying all week that I was going to pick the Eagles. Yeah. I might actually pick us.
Dude, it's a big why? Because Valdez is convincing you?
No. No. It's just I don't know. Jaden at 100%. I don't know. Is Saquon gonna have another back to back? He's had a great season, but is he gonna do it?
They
again?
Were 100% last week against a bad team, and they almost lost.
I know, but
it's bad
week
2-point
to week. It almost doesn't matter what you did.
They were terrible in the second half offensively.
I know, but it almost doesn't matter. I've seen this too many times. I've seen this play, where a team looks totally different 1 week to the other.
But you can't,
especially
play,
when you count them out.
But you can't play like that against a team like Philly.
If you play like that, you're going to get smoked.
Yeah.
If they play like they did last week, they'll get smoked. I agree.
Yeah.
But it's not like 3-point dogs don't win at home ever.
They do.
Right.
I'm not saying it's impossible. Anything can happen.
I actually thought that they would be a bigger favorite than Philly, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
So my perception's wrong.
Yeah, I would have thought 7 points.
Yeah. 7 points, which means 10 points on a neutral field.
But they clearly expect a closer game. Look, the first game when they played them in Philly, it was 10-3 third quarter Washington. So it was a close game, and then things got out of hand in the fourth quarter.
Right.
I kind of think that's the way it'll go again. I think it'll be tight for a while, and then in the fourth quarter
they're going to pull away.
They're going to pull away because they got better overall options.
Right.
Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes 5 times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What if we score more than 10, though? What if we just, like, what if we get hot? We score a few touchdowns. Well,
then I'll be wrong.
Also, a good point someone just mentioned is that the last Eagles-Commanders game, they were without Brian Robinson, too.
Is that right? I can't even remember. But sorry. But did we have Eckler? We don't have Eckler.
No.
That definitely hurts.
No, we had B-Rob. Oh, he scored the opening touchdown.
Oh. No. I was going to say, yeah, he's 63 yards and a score. No.
All right. Well, that guy's wrong. Sorry.
Also had Eckler, who had 8 catches for 90 yards.
I think not having Eckler's definitely hurts.
I mean, he was targeted 9 times.
And if we don't have Ertz.
You know who else was big? Zach Ertz in that game.
If we don't have Ertz, that's going to hurt. But your guy's telling us you think they're going to have Ertz. Yesterday was basically a rest day.
That's what I was told yesterday.
Yeah. All right. If we have Ertz.
That'll be big.
It's a big
no excuse about the field. Zach Ertz. They don't have their star tight end. No excuse.
I'm not saying making an excuse. He's just a key target for Jaden. It's no excuse. Just gives us a better shot. I'm not looking for excuses. Just gives us a better shot if we have him.
All right. Hopefully we'll talk to Baldy here shortly. If not, we're still going to talk to Dave Richard at 8 o'clock. We're the Junkies on The Fan.